This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two people are dead after floodwaters swept through parts of northern Colorado last night. According to the Larimer County Sheriff's Office, a woman and a young girl died after their trailer was swept away after heavy rains caused flash flooding in the Cameron Peak Burn Scar area around Buckhorn, west of Fort Collins. A cabin was also destroyed, but no one was inside it. Right now, the sheriff's office says they're not aware of anyone else missing, but they'll continue their work today. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a defense policy bill this week with a price tag that exceeds $800 billion. All Colorado Democrats voted for the bill, while Congressman Doug Lamborn was the only state Republican to support it.
Because we got some good funding to continue a lot of Space Force and other military missions that are very involved in Colorado.
Congressman Ed Perlmutter's marijuana banking bill, as well as public lands bills from Joe Neguse and Diana DeGette, were also added to the package. The legislation now heads to the Senate. And two Republicans who lost their primaries did not qualify for a recount. Senate candidate Ron Hanks and Secretary of State candidate Tina Peters lost their races by a lot. They both alleged election irregularities without any evidence. They each had to pay about $250,000 to move forward with a recount, but the Secretary of State's office says it didn't get the money. This is CPR News and KRCC.